Well, it's live, loose, and it's completely insane. We're going to hand across to Kev Lawrence now.
Okay, then. So we're live, Andy and I. It's Kev Lawrence here with you. Radio Oddstock for Friday night. We're on the Guild Hall, basically the sort of centre, isn't it, Andy? It's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of folk around. Lovely evening. And things are just starting to get a bit busier now because I think it's just about over an hour to go before they start the walk. So I would imagine that in the not too distant future they'll be thinking about lighting up and raking out the ashes, etc., etc., and getting ready for the 60 plus people who are going to be walking. And we wish them well. They've made at the moment I think £18,500 for Salisbury Hospice. Absolutely amazing.
Really good. And of course, it's all for Salisbury Hospice Charity, which is absolutely amazing charity. Of course, they've supported us as well over the last couple of years to be on the internet, which is great. And
yeah, I mean, Salisbury Hospice Charity. Where pre-COVID days, I used to go down to the hospice every week to get some requests from the patients there. And they have a huge, they're a huge support to Radio Oddstock, and we get on, of course, with them very well because they do a fantastic job down at the hospice. Wonderful people.
And of course, this is the first time they've done the fire walk, isn't it? I think this is the first event because they've done many events over the years, also like the Midnight Walk, Wessex Country Fair. I think this is the first one for them, which is exciting as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the first one, and in fact, it's the first outside event they've done for a long time now. And you know, thank goodness that things have settled enough at the moment to be able to carry on this evening, and then. You know, it's got the makings of an excellent evening. So a lot of people around, great atmosphere, and once they start walking, it'll get even more interesting.
And of course, as well, our very own Caroline Cooper. She's amazing. She's doing this tonight. She's gone into the Guild Hall at the moment. I think they're all the people that are taking part. They've all registering at the moment as we speak. Yeah.
Yeah, they've all got to register, and then they've all got to get a briefing on exactly what they've got to do. You know, it's. It's not a case of wandering halfway down and standing to get a selfie with your pals. That's not recommended.
I know she's got a lot of people as well coming tonight to support her, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic that, you know, here we are, one of our Radio Oddstock presenters who's making some more money for the hospice charity. Fantastic.
Yeah, really, really good. And of course, we've got Chris on the decks as well tonight, and also Sam as well, which is great, part of the team tonight, Radio Oddstock team. Lorna, of course, is around, and also the other Chris is around as well. I know they've been talking to lovely Gilbert, which is brilliant. So we're going to hand you back now to Gilbert at Radio Oddstock, the studios of Radio Oddstock, and we'll talk to you soon, Gilbert. Okay.
Thanks very much, Kev. That's very kind of you. Wow, it does sound like it's lots of fun up there, so that's good. We're going to play Kiss, and this is obviously... Well, I think you know who it is. It's Tom Jones.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn. You don't need experience to turn me out. You just leave it all up to me. I'll show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be mad.